WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like they're on a roller coaster ride you can't control? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be passengers in this emotional chaos. Today, we're diving into a powerful tool that can help us navigate those turbulent waters, breathwork. Think of your breath as an anchor. When stress or anxiety start swirling around you, taking control of your breath is like dropping the anchor and finding stability. And the coolest part? It doesn't require any fancy equipment or years of training. You can do it right now, wherever you are. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock some serious power within ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we explore this amazing tool. First, understanding how your breath connects to your emotions is crucial. Ever notice how your heart rate skyrockets when you're feeling anxious? Or how you take shallow breaths when you're stressed? Your breath is directly linked to your nervous system, the very core of your emotional responses. When we learn to consciously control our breath, we can influence those responses and create a sense of calm even amidst chaos. Think of it like this. Your breath is the bridge between your mind and body. By mastering that bridge, you gain control over both. Second, there are different types of breathwork techniques. Some focus on deep, slow breaths to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, that's the rest and digest mode. Others involve rhythmic breathing patterns to calm racing thoughts or increase energy levels. Experiment with various techniques until you find what works best for you. It's like finding your perfect workout routine. It takes some trial and error, but once you discover what resonates, it becomes a powerful tool in your emotional toolkit. Third, consistency is key. Just like any other skill, mastering breathwork requires practice. Try incorporating short breathing exercises into your daily routine, maybe before work, during your lunch break, or right before bed. It's about making breathwork a habit, not just a one-time fix. Think of it like watering a plant. Consistent attention leads to growth and resilience. Fourth, be patient with yourself. Breathwork isn't a magic bullet that instantly erases all your stress. It's a gradual process of learning to listen to your body and respond with intention. Some days you might feel more grounded than others. And that's totally okay. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. And finally, don't underestimate the power of mindfulness. Hear your breathwork practice with focused attention on the present moment. Notice the sensations of your breath, the rise and fall of your chest, the subtle sounds around you. This heightened awareness helps anchor you to the here and now, reducing anxiety about the past or future. Think of it like sharpening a mental blade. Mindfulness paired with breathwork creates a powerful combination for emotional resilience. Now let's dive into a real-world scenario. Imagine you're stuck in rush hour traffic, surrounded by honking horns and frustrated drivers. Your heart rate starts to race, your shoulders tense up, and that familiar feeling of road rage creeps in. Instead of letting those emotions take over, remember what we discussed today. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of air entering and leaving your lungs. Visualize yourself as a calm observer, detached from the chaos around you. You can even try counting your breaths. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds. This simple act can shift your entire state of mind, transforming that stressful situation into an opportunity for inner peace. So, to recap, breathwork is a powerful tool we all have access to. By understanding the connection between our breath and emotions, experimenting with different techniques, practicing consistently, being patient with ourselves, and incorporating mindfulness, we can learn to navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Ready to take action? Start by practicing a few minutes of deep breathing exercises each day. Share your experience in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and shared growth together. And remember, keep those breaths deep, that mindset strong, and join me tomorrow for another episode of Stoic State of Mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.